This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Friday on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of learning left here, people. So, let's put your, buckle your intellectual seat belts and let's get going here. Walker Wildman, along with yours truly, Tim Wildman and J.J. Jasper. We call this
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Walker, repeat your questions, and J.J. will and I will, and then we're going to just take as many phone calls as we can get in and go through them as quickly as possible. Go ahead.
All right, two questions left. What was the first feature-length animated film? What was the first feature-length animated film?
Okay.
Secondly, what was the name of the first Seattle band? Nirvana's first album released in 1989.
Right. And if you're a real Christian, you should know that.
This is our test.
But, this is our test.
You shouldn't know that. Yeah.
You shouldn't know that. Don't, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. March Madness, the big dance. Who has the record for winning the most men's basketball championships? Talking about March Madness. Second question. How high is the crossbar on a football goalpost? This is multiple choice. Is it 10 feet, 12 feet, or 14 feet high? Then I'll add one.
You add one, JJ.
How many tiles does each player pick up at the start of a game of Scrabble?
Okay.
How many tiles do you pick up putting that little wooden tray at the start of a game of Scrabble?
All right, my three questions. There's winter, spring, and fall.
All you got to do is call, and I'll be there.
Okay, he had to do that. Professor Jasper had to belt out that. All right, so I want to know when of those four seasons are more babies born, and spring has already been attempted and it was incorrect. So you only got three left. What time of the year are more babies born than other times? Number two, what spider's poison is 15 times as powerful as rattlesnake venom? I did not know this, and I've studied spiders.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the one corner you've got the rattlesnake, and the other corner you've got
this spider.
Yes.
Blank. Fill in the blank. What spider's poison is 15 times as powerful as rattlesnake venom. Number three, who trapped frogs for a zoo? That was what he was doing for a living when he came up with the idea of frozen foods, and the rest, as they say, is frozen food history. All right, here on American Family Radio, let's go back to the phones. JJ, why don't you take over?
Yes, Scott from Tennessee. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing?
What part of Tennessee are you from, Scott?
Oh, Big Sandy. It's a little teeny town about an hour south of Murray, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. We know where Murray is.
Well, land between the lakes?
That's,
area?
Yeah, okay. Pretty close
not,
to there.
Not quite.
Not too far.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I like to do both. And you just got finished with that monkeys stuff going on there with Mike Nesmith, and I've got a little sidebar if you're interested.
We are. Go ahead.
You know, the Monkees were a fabricated band that were pretty much put together to compete with the Beatles, and so there were auditions and tryouts for all the different musicians and all of that. And there was Mike Nesmith himself was actually the second choice to be the guitar player, because who they wanted first declined on the offer and decided he didn't want to be a Monkee, and so he went on to other endeavors, and Mike Nesmith was actually the second pick to be a Monkee.
Really? And it paid off for him, huh?
Oh, it definitely did. It paid off for the other guy, too, because that was Steve Stills.
Okay.
From
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Exactly. Yeah, he turned down that gig and went on to another gig.
You hear a lot of these blockbuster movies, and they offered the role to the first guy, and they passed, and then, then your other person took it. Hey, good trivia there, Scott. Which question you want to attempt?
I'm going to do a... I'm going to do an attempt at the animated film.
All right, here's the question. What was the first feature-length animated film?
Would that be Fantasia?
Incorrect.
Incorrect?
Oh!
Walker.
Good try.
Walker, offer a little bit more.
You know, you did a great job, and thank you so much.
We're dealing with the public here, and our listeners, and you don't just say.
I have a baseball question for you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, what do Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, and Hank Aaron all have in common? And I'll give you the hint that it has absolutely nothing to do with any of their statistics.
Ask the question again.
Okay, what do Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, and Hank Aaron all have in common, but it has nothing to do with any of their on-field statistics?
All right, Scott, if we get this wrong, don't tell us. Just tell us thank you for trying.
Are we going to talk amongst ourselves a minute? Okay, Walker. Okay, I get it. Okay. Back at your dad, back at your father here on radio in a way. Let's see here. Willie Mays and Hank Aaron were both from Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, they were both from Alabama.
I'm wondering about lefties and some of those other kinds of things.
Had nothing to do with their own field statistics. We don't know. What's the answer?
Okay, all three of these guys started their career and ended their career in the same city. And they played the bulk of their career in a completely different city.
Hey, that's good.
Babe Ruth started his career with the Boston Red Sox and finished with the Boston Braves. And Willie Mays started with the New York Giants and finished with the New York Mets. And Aaron started with the Milwaukee Braves and finished with the Milwaukee Brewers. They played in Atlanta, San Francisco, and New York, which were not their bulk of the place where they
started.
That's
some cool baseball trivia.
You know, I would have bet the house that Hank Aaron retired as an Atlanta Brave, but he didn't, huh?
No, he sure didn't.
Well, what happens with a lot of these guys is they have a great career somewhere for 10, 12, 15 years, and then they can't do it anymore at the same level they were doing it because they're getting older. And then so the team says, we can't pay you what you want us to pay you because your prime of your career is over. So they leave that city and go play for somebody else for 2 or 3 years. And it's sad to see when that happens, when a guy spent his whole time in one place, but then the last 2 or 3 years he goes off to someplace else. Anyway, thanks so much for calling, my friend.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's what happened to me, exactly. So I lived it. I know what happens when you're – you can't do it anymore like you used to could. All right, back to the phones, JJ.
Here we go to Teresa from Iowa. Hello, Teresa.
Hello. I'm from Ohio, though.
From Ohio. Sorry about that. Hey, Teresa, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
That's a big difference. Only thing is they both got four letters.
Well, thankfully, both of those states border the Pacific Ocean. So that's it. As long as they have that in common, that's good.
Hey, Walker, remind me to take Professor Jasper off the geography class.
Okay. I'll put that down.
Actually, I wanted to make a comment, which I can put it in the form of a question, I guess. What explorer brought over a pig so he could have sausage on his pizza?
Dora?
Well, remember the question you had earlier? I had heard on the news, on one of the news stations I listened to, that he brought over pigs so he could have sausage on his pizza.
That's not a bad reason. I mean, that's the reason I would do it.
Yeah, the fact check that because, of course, all the false fake news, but I heard it on TV.
Well, you know.
If true, then JJ and I were correct. We said bacon.
Right, that's right. Bacon, sausage, yeah. You know, right. in the family.
BLT
pork.
Sandwich.
Keep left to Delaware Avenue. I'm driving. I own a taxi business in Delaware, Ohio, called Dieterite, and I listen to you guys all the time.
Okay,
thank you.
What did the thing just tell you to do though?
I'm getting ready to turn up here on Delaware Avenue.
And it just told you to do that, didn't it?
Uh-huh. It's a GPS that I use all day long. So.
Good GPS.
But, my clients, I actually have one in here. They always get to hear everything, sure. And I listen to the station all the time, all day.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, hello, taxi driver, taxi passengers. Hey, Teresa, did you want to answer one of our questions?
I wanted to try attempt the. And by the way, whenever y'all have something, a song in your head, so do I. I want to try the winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Okay. Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Or fall.
Oh, yeah, that was
all
a,
you
got to do is call. And we'll be there, all of us.
Yes.
Okay, that was James Taylor. It was also Carol.
Carol King?
Carol King.
King.
I don't know who wrote it, but they both made it popular. All right, here are the questions that,
Teresa.
No, the question is what season?
Yeah.
What season? There are four seasons, and they're a nice hotel chain. No, there are four seasons, and one of them, more babies are born. Which season is it? Is it summer? Is it fall or is it winter? Spring's already been chosen, and it was incorrect.
I'm going to say winter.
Nope, not winter. Not winter.
Wow, you made it easier for somebody else, Teresa.
So it's not winter, but that's a good guess. Of course, you know, you're one out of three. You got a shot at that. But anyway, go ahead with your question for us.
Well, that was it. The pork.
Good. Oh, I forgot about that.
All
okay,
right.
Good.
Hey, be careful out there driving. Thanks so much for listening, Teresa.
Have a great day.
And if you guys bring your T-shirts back on, I will buy them for my drivers.
Oh.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll jot that down as a note there, JJ.
All right.
You guys have my email. I donate money. I'm with you guys all the way. I love y'all. And bring the T-shirts back, and I'll buy them for my driver.
Hey, Teresa, would you send us a little note at comments@afr.net just so we'll have your information? We'll be able to get in touch with you when we get those T-shirts back.
I sure will. AFR.net. Okay.
Comments@AFR.net. Thank you, Teresa. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Back to the phones. JJ, who's next?
We've got, I think this is Geneva. Geneva in Kansas. Is that right? Hello?
Actually, it's Ginevra.
Ginevra. I'm so sorry. Hey, Ginevra.
That's okay. It happens a lot.
Well, listen, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, there's my sister and me, and we were going to ask two questions, and we were going to answer one.
Okay, well, can you go ahead and answer first? Which one you want to answer, you and your sister?
The one about the spider.
Okay, here's the question. What spider's poison is 15 times as powerful as rattlesnake's venom?
The Black Widow.
The Black Widow.
Way to go, sister.
Black Widow. You get to, you know, you've seen people have their, they've had amputations have been done because of the Black Widow. I mean, that's bad news right there.
But serious.
But you wouldn't think it would be 15 times more poisonous than a rattlesnake, would you?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't.
But that's
vicious.
Anyway, what do you have for us?
Okay, well, my little sister will say the first answer one. Okay.
When was Kansas entered into the Union? Can we have? I'm gonna say 1894.
We'll go with Tim.
That isn't correct. It was 1861.
I missed about 33 years. Right.
That's close for hand grenades.
1861. So that's right when the Civil War began.
Yes, it was.
So
Kansas had the worst of it because they were split in two from non-slavery and slavery, so they had a lot of mini wars.
Wow.
You mean within Kansas? Kansas was split in two?
Yeah, it's like people from one side would actually, neighbors would, you know, fight because they had different views.
Wow.
So they were kind of a border state,
That happened in Kentucky
as well.
Hey, big sister, what's your first name?
Ginevra.
Oh, you're Ginevra. What's your little sister's name? Oh, so nice to have both of you on. Well, listen, what's your final question you were going to ask us?
Okay. What was the name of the first young woman Leonardo da Vinci painted?
What was the name of the first young woman that Leonardo da Vinci painted? I don't know. I don't know.
We're stumped. What's the answer?
I used to know that, but I don't know what happened there.
Wow, she's my age, which I'm 15, so.
Cleopatra.
No.
Was it? No?
No.
That's what comes to my mind, though.
Blurt out some other girl names.
I don't know that's what comes to mind. I don't know. We anyway, Cleopatra, if it's not Cleopatra, what about Annie Oakley?
Nope, not that either.
Okay, well, I give that's the only two I could come up with. Well, who was it?
Ginevra.
Oh, wow.
Which that's, you're named after.
Yeah, pretty cool.
How did that happen? You, is it a family? Are you in the family line, the tree there?
No, my mom picked it out because she saw it in a magazine.
Oh, hey, that's pretty cool. Okay. And now you're the same age as that girl who was the first model. That's great.
I thought maybe you went online and did the DNA test and found out that you were, and then your mom named you after that. But they didn't have
be to, talking to a famous person.
Man, yeah.
Hey, all right, listen, thank you. Y'all have a great weekend. Be careful tomorrow with all of those April Fools folks out there doing pranks and things.
Yeah, my uncle's bad about that, but we'll be careful.
Yeah, keep an eye out for your uncle. Thanks. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, we're going to repeat our questions for the last time this show. Walker, go ahead with yours.
What was the first feature-length animated film? A fellow previous caller took a stab at it and didn't get it correct.
Right.
Secondly, what was the name of the first? What was the name of the Seattle band Nirvana's first album released in 1989?
Okay, what you got, JJ?
Who has the record for the most men's basketball championships? Talking about March Madness. Who has the record for the most championships? Second question: how high is the crossbar on a football goalpost? Multiple choice: is it 10, 12, or 14 feet high? Three choices there. Third question, how many tiles does each player pick up at the start of a game of Scrabble?
All right, my questions, I've got two left. What season boasts the greatest number of newborns? Is it fall or summer? Is it fall or summer? Number two, who trapped frogs for a zoo before he hit upon the idea of frozen foods? This guy was, just your average frog collector. As many people were back in those days. And he was out trapping frogs one day, and he said, you know what? I bet you I could freeze foods and make a living for my family, and my name will be known in history. So
these frog legs are delicious, but I can't hardly keep them from going sour. And there's sour. Some kind of way I could ice them down. Boy, they'd last longer, and I could put them in my knapsack and have frog legs anytime I wanted to. Wish there's a way I could have some frozen food and just be able to enjoy frog legs year-round.
And your refrigerator was changed forever with those words right there, ladies and gentlemen, back in the day. Whenever this gentleman, I want to know the name of this fella.
Household name, you said.
Household name. This is a household name. Who trapped frogs for a zoo before he hit upon the idea of frozen foods? All right, back to the phones. We are barreling down. The class will, you'll hear the bell ring in about 7 minutes. But right now we got that much more of class left. So pay attention. Don't lose focus now just because we only got 6 or 7 minutes left. Who we got, Walker?
We're going to go to Caleb in Indiana. Caleb is 8 years old. Welcome to the show, Caleb.
Hello.
Hey, Caleb. Would you like to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both.
Great. Well, which question would you like to answer?
Well, the anime is that which was the first animated film?
Okay, give it a shot.
Snow White.
Is it Snow White? Is that the right answer?
Yes, Snow White.
Snow White.
Way to go. Woo-hoo! Way to go.
Good job.
Nice Snow job, White. Caleb.
All right. Way to bring it, Caleb. Snow White. I was going to say it was Song of the South, maybe, or something like that.
I thought
that.
It was going to be Bambi.
Bambi?
Or maybe Fantasia that somebody...
Or Fantasia? Yeah. Or so, yeah. All right. What's your question for us?
This is a riddle. So here it goes. When does a clock sound like a train?
What's a question?
When does a clock sound like a train?
When does a clock sound like a train? Huh. When does a clock sound like a train? This is a riddle, I bet. I don't know. Do you guys know? You guys are giving me blank stares, too. No, we don't know. What's the answer?
Right. Two to two. Two, two.
Do that again. Say it again.
2-2. 2-2. 2-2.
Oh,
two,
that's
two.
Good.
That's a good
two,
one.
Good, Caleb.
I think you're beginning of a song right there, though. A little catchy song you could probably write there. But anyway. All right. Thank you for calling, my friend. Who?
Caleb.
Caleb.
8 years old. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Did Caleb answer one of ours?
Yes.
Yes, he did. He answered
mine. Snow White. Animated. Snow White. Yeah. Snow White. Back to the phones, Walker.
All right. We're going to go to Paul in Arkansas. Paul, what part of Arkansas are you calling from?
Fort Smith.
Great.
Good
great.
Area.
All right. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I had to tell Tim he forgot Young, but Southern Man don't need him around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Neil Young. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Sweet Home, Alabama. Yeah. Leonard Skinner. Yeah. Gotcha.
Hey, yes. They had a controversy over that, didn't they?
Over the Neil Young?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't like that comment.
Right. And
on the song.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, it sounds like I got about a 50-50 on a couple of your questions, and a lot of my I was gonna answer. It must have a lot of people wanting educated today, because it took me a long time to get a hold of you guys.
It's well, two issues do. And
so many people are going to be taking the ACT, they're trying to study. Yeah. This is a good prep for that. Hey, which one you want to tackle, Paul?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the birth question.
The bird question?
Birth.
Oh, the birth
that's yours,
question.
Tim.
Okay.
Which season?
Oh, the birth, B-I-R-T-H?
Yes.
Oh, the birth question. All right, what season? Yeah, the most babies born. Is it summer or fall?
I'm just going to guess summer.
It's summertime.
Absolutely. There you go, Paul.
It's summertime. I like that.
It's summertime.
Is that when you were born, Paul?
Yeah. Because
May.
Well, we don't really need to go into the reasons. I think we all know what's going on there.
Is summer the longest season or no?
Summer, what now?
Is summer the longest season?
Or not?
I know one is the loneliest, but I don't know about summer being
the longest.
You got
Indian, so do you tack on Indian summer on that?
There you go. That's why I guessed that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Paul, you have a question for us?
He just asked.
Yeah, one of you guys know Jacob only had one daughter. Do you guys happen to know what her name was?
That was the one that got violated. Had all the sons and had one daughter, and they went ahead and wiped out that town. The brothers did to
Susie wasn't
take
it?
Revenge. It wasn't Susie. it meant Susie in the Hebrew.
That.
Yeah, no, I don't remember her name though.
I told her to wake up.
Yeah, that was quite a story there. That was quite a sad situation there.
Yes. Hey, Paul, what was her name?
Hey.
Yeah, we got to go, Paul. We're out of time. What's her name, brother?
Dinah.
Dinah. Mm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. We got to go. We got to answer these questions.
What do you got left there?
Oh, what I've got, who's got the record for the most basketball championships? What say you?
UCLA.
UCLA, 11, UK, 8, and then there's a three-way tie for third place. Then how high is a crossbar on a football goalpost? 10, 12, or 14?
I'm going to say 10.
10.
10.
And then I think that's it. What do you guys have?
What was the name of the Seattle band Nirvana's first album released in 1989? The answer is Bleach.
Who trapped frogs for a zoo before he hit upon the idea of frozen foods? That would be Clarence Birdseye. Have a great weekend, everybody.